Greetings as I am finding my bearings here once again into this world of form. Greetings as I am finding my bearings here in this world of form. It is Moses. I am finding my way here. Finding my way here as I wish to be able to join in this collective remembering, this collective resurgence, this collective birthing. I wish to be able to offer perspective from a different vantage point, through a different set of eyes, through my eyes. As I am looking into your world, as I am looking into humanity as a collective whole, as I am looking into the shifts that are taking place collectively and cosmically, I wish to be able to offer a perspective that you will be able to meet, that you will be able to harness and root into your awareness, if it is of your choice to be able to settle in to this frequency. So you see, as you have walked this path thus far, your life, as you look upon it, your life as you look upon the film strip of it, and you gaze into it, and you feel into its nuances, and you can see the spaces and places that you have tucked in the corners so neatly and so tightly, tucked in the corners that you have clipped and skipped over and retaped that film strip to be put neatly back into place so it runs smoothly. But there is always still that skip in the film strip that you are ever so slightly aware of. If you can imagine now the collective of humanity, each and every being who has those skips in their film strips that they ever so neatly clipped and tucked away, can you see what it is that you are consciously aware of? That what you, as an individual being, in the realm of frequency, in the realm of energetics, what you are vibrating, what you are consciously vibrating, what you are consciously in more certain grounded terms, feeling, expressing, holding on to, not becoming conscious of, what is hidden deep in the crevices of your shadowed closets, what is hiding in those clippings in the corner of the dusting table. That is what is being reflected back to you from this world. It is a reflection, for this world is merely a reflection of you. So when humanity asks out into the ether, this is such a world of destruction, how is it ever going to change? We need peace, we need harmony, we need revolution and resolution. From my perspective, through my eyes what I can see and offer you is for you to be able to tend to those clippings and those snippets that you have so carefully mended over of your own film strips. For you see, that is where the wound is in this world. It lies within each and every being that they are refusing to see, that they are refusing to tend to, that they are refusing to allow themselves to give space to. It is what lies beneath. So you see, yes, you have heard this in different ways. You have heard this through different parables. But this has been going on through eons, throughout the human collective. So I thought that it may be time for me to come and speak, for me to be able to offer with new and fresh eyes. The journey begins with you. The revolution is internal. The upheaval for change begins with each and every being. It is not an external. It is not external. You are not going to see it shift from the outer worlds. It is each and every being collectively working within. And as they work within, that is how this world will shape shift. It is not externally pushing against and judging and placing blame and willing things to change. It is truly looking within and tending to what has been lying on the clipping floor for you to be able to bring it back into its rightful place on your film strip. For you see, all it needs is for the light to be able to shine within it. For it wants to be able to be seen and played out. Can you see? The film strip needs light for it to be able to play, for it to be able to be seen. All it wants is to be able to be seen, for it to be able to be recognized. For you see, humanity has been conditioned to bury, to bury, to bury, to bury, to keep in the dark what may not be feeling good, or what may require a tucking away or a hiding away for fear of it being judged. But all it wants is to be shown light. So what I am offering is for you to sit with those clippings, mend them together, and simply allow the light to shine through. And that is how this world is going to shift collectively. We are in the time now, and this is why I am coming forth. It is a time of great collective resurgence. But collectively, how is humanity going to shift? It starts with the one. It starts with the individual. It starts with looking within. For what you vibrate within, that is the reflection that this world will give you. It is a mirror. So it is my desire to be able to remind each and every one of you as you are setting forth upon this journey, and as you feel so righteous, and as you feel so strong, and as you feel as you want to be able to fight this battle of wanting to create peace and wanting to create harmony and wanting to resurrect freedom. And yes, I can feel this from you, but there is a feeling of anger that is laced within. And the anger lies not from the external, but from what you are resisting within the internal. So I offer you, before you put on your battle armor and step out into this world ready for battle, ready for the fight, ready for the good fight, you must look within, for that laced anger is coming from within. The world has no other choice but to reflect back to you what is already lying within you. So you see, once humanity sees that truth, it will all just be a cycle of karmic loop. So I offer you this higher perspective. And even if it is just a selective group of beings who can begin there, of tending to their clippings on the cutting room floor, that one frequency of that small group will energetically ripple out into this world. It is my desire for you to be able to feel a new way of being. For humanity has been conditioned, programmed, in order to step out of the program, the energetic loop, you must rise higher to see through new eyes and a different perspective. You must do things differently. You must feel things differently. In order to create change, change starts from within. And yes, you have heard this before. But what are you doing about it? You hear these words, but they fall upon deafened ears. What are you doing about it? The light must shine through the film strip. But first, you must put the film strip's broken pieces back together. For that is where the true healing lies. Through the wholeness of what has been cast away. You must bring what has been cast away, the fragments that you have tossed away, not wanting to feel, not wanting to see, that you have shunned away, whatever it is that it might be. Bring them back into the film strip and simply let the light shine through. For once the light of consciousness shines through, there is no more darkness. For at this time, as you are sat here, and as the moon is dark, I ask for you to listen. I ask for you to listen, an internal listening to what lies beneath. And ask yourself, truly ask yourself, when you look out into the world and you want revolution and you want to shift and you want to be able to see change and you get angered and you get frustrated and you feel this anxiousness and anxiety building up within you, truly see where that anxiousness and anxiety is coming from. It is coming from within you and those clippings, those film strip clippings that are on the cutting room floor. It is Moses, and it is my highest blessing and honor to be speaking to each and every one of you, offering you a new perspective, shedding light where there has been shadow, and finding you a new vantage point and new perspective to be able to see through. and glean a new understanding through. May you be blessed, dear ones. May you be blessed.